This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg's from Sniffer. Is he in Australia today?
Yeah.
All right. It's the web's most trusted marketplace to safely and anonymously buy and sell used panties, men and women, used panties into cash, ladies. It doesn't matter. Go to the thrift stores, buy the old underwear so that they look worn, right? Mm-hmm. Don't take the new ones. I imagine the older ones are more, well, you know what? I don't have the answer. I'm kind of blind as we go along here. You find him?
Yeah, he's on there.
All right, let me get this guy. Hold on.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
We've had Greg on before, but I'm trying to remember. Hey, Greg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you going?
Good, man. How's Sniffer?
Yeah, Sniffer's great. We've been having fun. Hey, I was listening earlier. We're all about used panties. I'm not sure about the breast milk stuff we've been hearing about.
Well, there's completely separate websites for that, but you guys are, I mean, just people's fetishes are so interesting to me. And as long as everybody's an adult, what do I care? But the idea that a woman can sell her panties, and by the way, how many women are on Sniffer now?
There's a couple of million users on the website. Not all of them are active all in one go, that's for sure. But yeah, there's a lot of people who are selling their used panties, and there's a lot of people who are buying them at the same time.
Now, are these panties, is it regular sweat panties, period panties, urine panties, feces? What's the big seller?
Look, period panties and feces panties are a no-go. There's some regulations around that, but sweat panties, panties that have been masturbated in, panties that you've gone for a run, that you've done yoga, that you've gone to the gym, that you've worn for 3 days, you name it, it's there.
Yeah, so, by the way, if you guys are trying to find Sniffer, there's three Fs, and I was just pointed out, S-N-I-F-F-F-R, S-N-I-F-F-F-R. I don't know if there's an F-F-R, but these pantyhose that go on, these panties that go out, what's the average price of them? Like what's a girl making? Like who makes the most amount of money, I guess? Let me get this down to one question. Is it an attractive young girl fit? Is it a fat girl? Is it an old girl or is it young? Like who's the big seller?
All of the above. There's a buyer for everything. It's not a one size fits all approach. So it doesn't matter what your shape, your body size, if you're tall, if you're short, it doesn't matter. There's someone who wants your panties, because everyone's got their fetish, and what's your fetish might be different to my fetish. So it works like this. Someone might start off with, you know, selling a pair of panties for $30 for 24 hours wear. But if the buyer wants you to wear them for, say, 48 hours, well, you're going to charge more. You might get another $15 or $20. And each you know, 12 or 24 hours that you wear the panties, you're going to charge more. But it doesn't just stop there. Well, if the buyer wants you to do something naughty in the panties, you're going to charge more. So you might start off at $30, but, you know, it might finish at $60 or $70. Who knows?
Now, it depends. Do you track it like the way OnlyFans does, where you can tell who's the big winner?
We see who the big winners are, but the actual users don't.
Tell me this. What's the most amount of money somebody is making? Like, what's your top earner on Sniffer?
Yeah, people can make over $1,000 a week if they're active. That's pretty easy to do. But you know, you've got to work at it. You've got to be there and engage with users and be active. It's not just going to come to you like anything you do in life, right? If you want to run a marathon, you've got to work. You've got to go out and do the training. This is no different.
I would imagine if you're a dude and that's your jam, right? Like, so if you're at this place where you're smelling something and then your imagination runs wild and I'm sure you're masturbating with it, then you want the added storyline with it. I have interacted with this person, so that adds to the imagination. I have seen them put the sock on or whatever it is. And so that's the jam, huh? But do you charge them for each and every act and each and everything?
So the buyers or the sellers, the sellers get charged to have access to like a premium subscription. So they can sign up for free. There's no doubt about that. Get going, sign up for free. It takes a couple of minutes. But if you want full use, all the bells and whistles of the website, then we're going to charge you a premium fee. Hey, we're a business too. We still got to make money.
Of course,
as well.
Of course. Listen, I didn't think you were doing this out of the goodness of your heart. Just you know, I didn't figure this was the Lord's work, and it was just you're putting good back into the world. What about guys buying it? Do guys buy other guys' underwear?
A little bit. It's much more. The female sellers are much more popular, but there's no doubt there's a market for men as well. But it's just not as big as the female market. I think men love women's undies more than women love men's undies, or men love men's undies.
Listen, there was a guy who worked on this show when he was younger. He used to steal the girls he would have sex with, their panties, and then he'd pat them all in a bag so they would keep the smell. And then he also told us that he used to masturbate with his wife's underwear on his head, and he would look through the leg holes. So he'd pull it on like some perverse superhero mask with the crotch over his face, and he would look out the leg holes while he would masturbate.
Absolutely. Hey, we've all got a mate who's stolen a pair of undies from someone they've, you know, slept with or had sex with. Like,
I figured,
it's like a trophy, isn't it?
Well, remember, was it 16 candles with the kid?
So the underwear, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He got her panties, mm-hmm. and then he let the other nerd see it.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
And there's that. But then there's the hardcore one to relive it. And then there's the weirdos who go in and there's an added twist, remember? Because every once in a while on the news, you'll see somebody break into a girl's house and steal from her hamper. And they'll catch like the maintenance guy at an apartment complex on a camera somewhere mm-hmm. going in and stealing. So it's not just even the smell of the panties. He also needs the added excitement of thieving them. So there's just a lot of nuances with this.
Absolutely. It's the thrill of the chase almost is what you say.
Do you have this, or is this just something you thought, man, I can make some money on these guys?
I love it. Everyone loves it. Who do you like it? Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't buy a strange girl's underwear. I don't judge. Like, would do I like my own girlfriends? I don't know. I'd have to kind of explore. I'm your basic run-of-the-mill pervert, but I would just have to think, would I hold on to them and huff them? You know what? I'll give it a go. Let me see. She's going to look at me sideways. She's going to be like, really?
You know, it's also about exploration and getting something different, I guess. So what you're getting at home might not, you know, you might want to try something different. You might want to smell something different. And you don't want to go cheat on your partner and, you know, smell something different that you found at a bar. But buying a pair of panties, it's not that bad.
I've never even considered this. You're like, look, I really want to cheat on her, but as far as I can morally allow myself is to huff a stranger's underwear.
That's not
fantastic.
Cheating.
It's, and can you imagine? You get caught. She's like, whose underwear are these? Now she immediately thinks that you're banging somebody mm-hmm. else on the side, and you have to explain to her, I'm not banging someone else
not
on
cheating.
The side. I bought these from a stranger
online.
because I want a different vagina, but I'll never cheat on you. So what I do is I cut the middleman, and I just steal the underwear or acquire the underwear, and I huff it while I masturbate, honey. I love you. And they're like, get out. Get out. Like, it's a lot. Man, that's a complicated life to live, my friend. I think that's...
Yeah.
But do you find that that's actually it? That is more it? It's kind of like cheating. It's kind of like new. It's kind of a going outside your relationship. Do you find that to be? Because I assumed it was just a straight fetish.
It can be everything and anything, and that's what surprises people. Most of it is a straight fetish. There's no doubt about it. But I really think you've got to stretch your imagination where this goes.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, seriously, Greg, risk versus reward. If I'm going to get caught with a pair of underwear that's not my girlfriend's by my girlfriend, I'm going to have earned that trophy. There's going to be like, listen, there's no chance she goes, so you just bought those so you can smell it. But you get caught with another girl's underwear and you're in a relationship, there's zero chance, I feel like, that they believe you, that you bought them off a website.
I got an online receipt. Shut up.
Hey, it came with a picture and a video as well. Yeah.
It's like your buddy when you look down, you go, hey, dude, when did you start wearing women's underwear? When she found them in the glove box. In this world, if you can find some happiness, some relief, some pleasure, whatever, as long as you're a consenting adult, what do I care if you're an underwear huffer? What about socks? What about bras? Do bras smell?
They're not as popular as panties. Also, the problem with bras is they're a little bit more expensive to buy.
Yeah.
So, panties are much cheaper. It's much more profitable for the sellers. So panties are definitely more popular than bras. There's no doubt that panties are the leading side of it. But socks are popular too because they, it's another smell that people love. So I'd rate bras as probably number three or number four.
Why couldn't you just, if you were a girl, couldn't you just, if you're going to go out and sweat or work or whatever, wouldn't a maxi pad absorb all the same thing? You could just sell those, and then it's hell of a, what would be less expensive than underwear?
Yeah.
Or is it just not sexy?
Yeah, that's not sexy.
I don't know what the people want.
I gotta say that.
But I don't find it, because you have girls that have to pee in their pants, right? And then they send those.
Yeah, I mean, that's another smell that someone's after.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that sexy either. I would call that incontinent. I would call that elderly, but if you like it, it's up to you. But what would you say? Is it your basic straight panty sniffer vagina, straight sweaty vagina smell?
Yeah, with masturbation, so men want to buy panties, most of it that have been masturbated in. Or it can just be someone who's, like I said, been to the gym and gone for a run or something like that. And that's that musky, sweaty smell you're talking about.
Well, listen, I had a buddy, hard gym rat guy, and when he would come back, she would ask him to not shower, and she wanted to bang it out then. Mm. It was before he got funky and smelly, but after he got super sweaty, and before he got back, but there was a scent, and he said that was his girlfriend's entire jam. When he got back, he knew he was getting laid after the gym.
So I go to the gym a few times a day.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, really? That's how it works? Whatever you're into, that is it. And you find it's almost entirely men buying this. Are women buying anything smelly from men?
Not as much as men buying from women. It's predominantly men buying it.
God, we're just a weird gender. We really are. Like, as men, we just, everything about us, we're just absolute weirdos. You know that, Greg.
Absolutely.
I mean, a woman masturbates, she looks beautiful. We masturbate, we look like weird, angry monkeys. And what do we need? We need, like, they look so great, and they get vibrators and all this gazillions of dollars of research has gone into sex toys. What do we get? We either get a weirdo sleeve, or we're sticking a stranger's cotton panties up against our face, huffing it like we're trying to knock ourselves out while cranking one off. Like, as a gender, we are the weirdest thing in the world, as men.
Absolutely.
We really are.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've described the male species in 30 seconds pretty damn well. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that on Wikipedia pretty soon.
And again, I just look at myself in the mirror and I go, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you, man? Like, it's crazy. It's we are just so programmed, and it's evolution. It's in our genetics. It's even if we don't want to get a girl pregnant, there's something inside us that says propagate. And where does that come from? Pheromones. It comes from the smell of, and again, a good clean girl. Yeah, of course, a girl's scent is super. It's we're supposed to be turned on by it. That's part of what draws you in. It's just like any other animal out in the wild. You know, it's what brings you in because we are made to propagate the species, right, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. The pheromones is what we're after, and it sucks us in every time.
Mm. It is so painfully true. And the second we get it, our brain turns off, our wiener turns on, and our wallets open up, and we lose our minds.
It's what did I say? It's the oldest economy in the world. It's sure the sex industry.
Oh, listen, you know? If it wasn't for these urges we have, imagine how much money you would have. Well, no, you'd have less money because you're smart enough to make money.
No, don't stop this urge, please.
Yeah. But as a guy, like, I just think if I could turn that off and I felt nothing, oh my God, if you had a sexual, lobotomy, like where you just had no urge at all, imagine how much money and peace in your life you could have. Like you'd be like, oh my God, everything is so easy now. I do what I want. I say what I want. I walk through this world. I have no crazy urges. I'm not out trying to do things. I'm like, it would be amazing, man. Amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And all the world peace that would come out of it as well.
Yes.
Be beautiful.
Yes. It really would. On the other hand, I honestly don't think I want to live any other way. You see some great looking girl, you have a great exchange with your girlfriend and you have a great day. You're like, this is the best. I hope I never outgrow this. You know, they're like, don't you want to evolve past needing vagina all the time? I'm like, no, I really don't want to go past that. I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Yeah. And it's the... For sure.
All right. Listen, how does someone get on Sniffer? If I'm a girl and I want to sell panties, what do I do?
Yeah, all you do, go to the website, sniffer.com. That's SNRFFR.com. Sign up. It will take you a couple of minutes. Now, you need to put in your email address, username, agree to the terms and conditions, and off you go. And you can remain anonymous. It's pretty easy to keep your identity hidden. So your neighbor is
hold on, Greg. Are you telling me that Mommy Milker 2000 is not her real name?
Probably not. You're wrong. yes. Hey, if you don't want your neighbor to know what you're doing, or maybe you do want your neighbor to know what you're doing. Either way, it's your choice. You can keep it your little dirty secret, shall we say.
All right. Well, listen, there it is, guys, sniffr.com. And if you want to buy some of these panties, you want to look at the girls, you want to see what's out there. I mean, young Latina 2002 right there, man. She's 28 years old, wearing nothing but a pair of cowboy boots and panties waiting to be mailed directly to you. So game on, everybody. The weekend is here. Oh, how old is that broad? She's like 64 years old. Jesus Christ, man.
Get it, Gam Gam.
Do you have a lot of older women doing that? I just popped on. There was an old lady out there. You have a lot of older ladies selling their business on
here? Yeah, there really is. Like I was saying, it's a fetish. So there's a buyer for every seller. It's not just your usual, what you'd think, seller that does well.
I just, I'm trying to find your oldest one. Let me go back. I'm going to go to 50.
She can't live off Social Security.
You'll get older than that.
Yeah. I'm just, look at that one. 54, 52, 54, 52, 58, 60, 62. Oil of Aphrodite. Alrighty. Yeah, man, you have quite a few older ladies on here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That one, though, she freaks me out. Already HTMS at 54. She's something else, man. She was updated 4 days and 16 hours ago. She is average body type from the USA, red hair color, green eyes, medium, heterosexual, used panties, used socks, photos, videos, webcam chats, and other. That is somebody's grandmother, Greg.
Yep. Hey, just remember, you got to be over 18, though. But,
sure.
It's an adult site, so you got to be over 18.
Tell me this: what if I was a 17-year-old boy with this fetish? Could I buy from you?
No, you can't. Because got to be over 18 in adult industry, illegal to do it. So, yeah, over 18 for everyone.
Now, I figured it'd be illegal for a girl to appear in Nifty New, but it would be illegal for a dude to buy underwear? Huh, I didn't know.
Yeah, just regulation. Adult industry. So
that's probably a good idea. I just never considered
it. Imagine the size of the market if 16 to 18 year old boys were into this, or 7, you know. If we don't want to, it's illegal. But yeah, it would be good.
You guys thought about selling just bicycle seats.
What's that?
Bicycle seats, man. I think you might be missing out on a huge industry.
Yeah,
for real. Like covers. Oh, no, this is it, dude. On every one of those goddamn, one of those little bikes that ever sold, Pelotons, on those Pelotons, like terry cloth bicycle seats they sell for that seat, you know, the sweat covers. My God.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing this yet? I'm giving this to you, Greg.
There you go. Yeah. A whole nother revenue stream. Well done.
Yes, literally all because you want the you know, I know the masturbating's a big thing, but the secondary market of all of the sweat that goes on all those stationary bikes and all of the little pads they put on to get that off. Like, oh, take it and run, my friend. You go. You are the grand poobah of panty sniffing.
Hey, one other interesting thing that sold well during COVID was masks.
Oh, that's awful. Dude, I remember walking into a store and thinking, this smells like booze in here. Then the sudden realization. But yeah, and Lord knows you really got to know that your breath was bad in those days.
Yeah, definitely.
And dudes and guys wanted women's breath. I mean, that's a lot.
But it's not just the... I think you got to use your imagination.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Know what I mean? Think about where the mask has been, and then you're walking around in the shop.
I was thinking used. What? Nikki's still not there, rubbing it on their vagina so the dude can put the mask on his face and walk around.
Now we talking. Yes.
Now I got you.
You got it.
I didn't
you
get it either. It.
Oh, I got you now.
My God, that's
genius.
It really kind of is if that's your jam. You're just walking around all day. Just huffing like, yeah, totally.
And it's legal and encouraged. I mean, it's crazy.
Just trying to stop the spread. Right on. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Man, if I was a basic pervert, hell yes, that's what you do. Yeah, you get a girl to walk around with her mask in her underwear all day and then strap that thing on your face and walk around at the mall. Okay, I wouldn't wear sweatpants. It's going to get awkward. But look, again, you are the Pope of panty sniffing, Greg. You are the best.
Yep. Sniffer. Yeah, we have it all. We have it all on Sniffer.
All right, listen, it's always good to hear your voice, my friend.
To chat.
You're doing the Lord's work. You take care of yourself.
You too. All the best. Thank you.
I like to think, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it took me a minute on the pricing. I was like, oh, yeah, you just rub it on your banana and just an intermarine. I wait till I get home this weekend. I'm like, babe, you want me to do that? And you could put it on your face. She's like,
get out.
Oh, panty sniffer, sniffer, just huffing your undies. Small, larger, husky, he likes them musky. Oh, panty sniffer, sniffer, yeah, he thinks it's fun. See, to stick your odorous undies right under his nose. Oh, panty sniffer, sniffer, a snoot full of your tooth. He's down on all fours, huffing your funky drawers. Oh, panty sniffer, sniffer, yeah, after your workout, huffs them and jerks one out on your frilly face. Oh, panty sniffer, sniffer, huffing them drawers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.